The remnants of Hermine remain south of Long Island this afternoon. The storm parked in place for about a day or so. Finally, later tonight into tomorrow, the remnant low will get a nudge off to the east, and we can finally say goodbye to the system that we've been tracking for quite a while. Of course, the storm has weakened considerably from its previous tropical state. It's still a rather significant ocean storm, but as the storm continues to weaken, the rain field has been shrinking, though the cloud shield remains, and we are still looking at some cloudiness in portions of our area this afternoon as that storm system continues to spin south of Long Island. Moving ahead, we'll see that storm move away tonight, and there's a nice little gap in the clouds, and already areas well north and west of Albany have had quite a bit of sunshine through the day. That little clearing patch will work its way through our area tonight, so we'll have partly cloudy skies. Some areas of fog are likely, and also you notice the humidity has come up today, and it is going to be a rather muggy night across the area, with overnight low temperatures running mainly in the lower to mid-60s. And moving into the day tomorrow, we're going to crank up the heat and humidity as our temperatures come up into the 80s to near 90 degrees tomorrow afternoon. So there's no question tomorrow will have a summer feel, especially when you consider that it will be on the humid side. So our heat index is likely to reach into the low 90s tomorrow afternoon. So we're talking about a real summer feel for the day on Thursday. And as we go through the day, we'll see a cold front approach from the west. And that's likely to fire off some showers and thunderstorms as we work into tomorrow afternoon. Following that front on Friday, we'll see sunshine return. The humidity levels will fall off, but it will still be on the mild side, with daytime highs on Friday running in the 70s and 80s. Then we'll see a little bit of that mugginess return as we head into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, muggy, low in the lower to mid-60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, muggy, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy and muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, muggy, low in the lower to mid-60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and increasing sun, turning less humid, with highs in the 70s and 80s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, with a chance of a shower or storm, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.